Episode 587, Confessions of an Upset Mama, Sleep Matters.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day, beautiful. How are you feeling? I pray that you are having an amazing week. Absolutely incredible one, because today is Friday. It's Confession Day, and we are talking about sleep. Are you ready for the weekend? I'm so ready. Can I sleep in tomorrow? Oh, wait, I can't do that. I need to keep on a schedule. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm absolutely delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to Create Your Now, where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter. That is the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions that you can use to actually create your now, to implement a lifestyle that you want to live without a lot of difficulty. Wouldn't that be nice if life was just so simple? It really is, but we tend to complicate things. And so let's not complicate it. Let's get into Confession Day. I love Confession Day. It's where what? Well, we get to be extra real and raw, because we're always real and raw here at Create Your Now. However, we can let our hair down a little bit more. We can be a little more relaxed. Sleep matters. When was the last time you had a good night's sleep? Think about it. Waking up feeling refreshed with more increase in energy than when you went to bed. Sleep matters. When did you have that last night? Did you have it a month ago? Maybe it seems like 2 years ago. Oh, wait. When were you just married? Maybe that was the last time you had a good night's sleep. When children come, we don't get any sleep, do we? Summer vacation takes us far away from good sleep patterns. But with school and routines, sleep matters. Our children tend to train us in their sleep patterns instead of how they need to be sleeping and how it really matters to their growth patterns, where they need to go in order to induce greatness and success for them. Getting a good night's sleep is as important as fitness and nutrition. It's a part of our lifestyle, but nobody talks about it. Very rarely is it discussed. So how are you really sleeping? Is it giving you what you need? Are you actually rejuvenating your body, allowing itself to repair and to restore where it needs to be so you can go out in your next day and do what you were created to do? With the busyness of life, our sleep suffers. And how does that affect you and the family? Crabby and cranky children, moody and touchy girls, stubborn and defiant boys, and then that leaves mama upset and soon to be left with a graying hairline. Oh yeah, thank goodness for hair coloring. Now, if you really like that environment, then by all means, continue with exactly what you're doing. But you are shaving off years of your life. You see, sleep matters. And we don't put sleep up there because we think, oh, wait, I can sacrifice sleep. It really doesn't do everything that it kind of says it does. It's just, well, it's fictitious. We don't really have to have sleep, do we? Well, actually, we do. There's two forms of sleep. There's our REM sleep and there's our non-REM sleep. So let's break it down. Our non-rapid eye movement is our quiet sleep. This is when you are in deep states of the non-REM sleep. This is where blood supply to the muscle is increased. Energy is restored. You've got tissue growth and cellular repair happening. And your hormones are released for what? Growth and development. Do you really grow in your sleep? Yes, you do. Now, as we get older, our growth is a little bit different. But if you're exercising and you're working on strength training and conditioning and you're working on resistance training, if you are not giving your body ample time to repair itself, the magic is in the rest. The magic is when you're sleeping, not when you're actually pumping the hardware. No. You may be pumping 20 pounds and working on those great biceps, but it's not helping if you're only getting 4 hours of sleep. No wonder you're tired. No wonder you feel beat up within 15 minutes of working out. Your body is just breaking down more and more and more, which means you're not being able to produce the muscle that it needs to. Sleep matters. So that's just one cycle of your sleep. That's the non-rapid eye movement. Now, most of us are familiar with this other one called REM sleep, the rapid eye movement. This is your active sleep. If you've ever stared at your hubby, your children, when they sleep, and all of a sudden you know that they're dreaming and sometimes their body even twitches, or maybe you felt your husband kick you like for no reason. You're like, why did you do that? Well, they're in REM sleep. It's the active sleep. This is where the brain is active and dreaming occurs. Your body can actually twitch a little bit. Have you ever felt like you're falling? Yes, hence REM sleep. Now, when you're little, like babies little, your sleep cycle is about every 50 minutes. So it's easy for a child to go to sleep and then wake up and then go to sleep and wake up because that's kind of how they're built. Babies to 12 months old need about 14 to 16 hours of sleep. So their sleep cycle is about every 50 minutes. When you start hitting about preschool age and older, you're looking at your sleep cycle running about every 90 minutes. So with that, if you're going to take a power nap, your power nap needs to be about 15 to 20 minutes. You go over that edge, you're actually going to begin to wake up more groggy than if you have completed your full 90-minute sleep cycle because you've disturbed it. Have you ever fallen asleep? Okay, you slept for the night, wake up, disturbed, whatever. Then it's time to get up in the morning. You wake up and you're like, oh, it's Saturday. I want to sleep in again. So you lay back down and you fall asleep for maybe like an hour or so, 45 minutes to an hour. And you get up and you're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've been hit by a brick wall. You feel actually more tired than when you first woke up at 5 a.m. Yeah, you interrupted your sleep pattern, your cycle. It's messed up. And now you are going to feel more tired. So it's very important to understand how your sleep cycle works. For, again, babies to 12 months, you're looking at 14 to 16 hours of sleep time throughout the day. They're not going to sleep solid that day. Oh, wouldn't it be nice? It would be so nice. Having five children, I wish they would have slept like that. None of mine ever did. I can say, actually, as I became more, when I had more boys, they actually got better. But yeah, it still wasn't the same. And I think I was just, because I was nursing them. So, you know, if they weren't up, I was up. Somebody was always up. So children ages 1 to 3, you're looking at 12 to 14 hours of sleep. And you may be looking at two short naps or maybe one longer nap. Okay, so there's kind of a little switch there that happens between 1 and 3 years old. Then you're looking at 3 to 6 years old. You're looking at 10 to 12 hours. And then what? School hits. Activities become even more crazy. They are still needing sleep 10 to 11 hours a day. But what do they want to do? Oh, they want to keep going and they want to keep going and they want to keep going. They keep stretching. Can I stay up later? Can I just go to bed at 10 o'clock instead of 8:30? Can I please go to bed at, 10:30 instead of 9:30? They still need sleep. Our children are not getting enough sleep. And think about our teens, 12 to 18 years old. They're needing 8 to 9 hours. I'm here to tell you, when our children don't get sleep, not only are they crabby and cranky, but they're not performing well. They're not acting well within their own peers. They can actually fall into more depression. They can have troubles with eating. Other things pop up that you wouldn't even think about. Now, also, it can be reverse. They could be going through things and having issues with relationships that cause disturbances in their sleep. Sleep matters. You have to pay attention to it. Now, as your children grow, they may begin to change some of their cycles. Maybe for the teens, sometimes they cycle out where they're going to end up staying up a little bit longer. They just can't fall asleep. Literally they try, but they're like laying there. They're restless. They don't do it. They're shifting their cycles around. Eventually that does balance off. But if that's something that prolongs itself, you do want to check with your medical provider. Our bodies were designed to sleep. That's how we function properly. And that's how you become and live in greatness, is when you get the sleep that matters to your body. Now, I'm not here saying that you have to have this many hours, and if you don't have this many hours, you're not going to be successful. That's not it at all. You have to figure out what works for your body. When I was younger, 4 hours was nothing for me. 4 hours of sleep. That's what I got. And it was awesome. Can I still do that now? Oh, yes, I can. But do I really want to? No, I don't. I can if I need to at times. And there are a few times that I need to have that push. But otherwise, I really look to have my 7 to 8 to sometimes stretching to 9 hours, depending upon my output in my physical fitness, my nutrition, how am I taking care of my body, and what am I doing with my lifestyle as a whole. You see, going through my tornado, I realized that it's not all about just being busy. I didn't want that to define me. I didn't want, you know, my life and my children's life to be, oh, we have to do this, we have to do this. And if we don't do this, we're not successful. We're not the great family. In fact, I need to put you in 5 more things. Just because it's out there, you need to be in it. No. And now, holy cow, look at social media, Mom. Look at what it does to you alone. What do you do at night after you put your children to bed? On that phone, on that tablet, looking it up, seeing what's on everybody else's, you know, highlight reel. Seeing how cool their movie reel is for the day. How does that set you up for success? You are prolonging yourself going to bed. And you're feeding your mind the comparison thing. You may not be thinking it exactly that way, but our mind goes there, unfortunately. It does. And a lot of it just leads to the negative part of living our lifestyle. So when I talk about sleep matters, it matters. If you want to have a strong marriage, by golly, you better know that sleep matters. Did you know a lot of communication happens where? In the bed. That's where it happens. If you are not going to bed with your husband, what communication are you having? Now, maybe you say, well, we operate on different shifts. Okay, I get that. Then you have to create that routine of communication. But usually the communication for a couple happens in the morning or going to bed. Now, I have to tell you that I would like for, if at all possible, for you not to have any type of conversation at night that's confrontational. If you know, for example, finances are like the worst to talk about at night because you're not going to come to a resolution. Number one, you can't call the bank at midnight. They're not open. Yes, I know you can look online, but you can't look at possible loans. There's just too many variables in that equation. So don't talk about finances when you can't get the answers to your questions. That needs to be on a day, on a morning that you feel refreshed. You are energized. You are ready and you can communicate with calmness, with no tone but love coming from your voice. You see, if we would treat our sleep time as that, do you know how big of an impact families would have because they would actually be communicating better? But we leave everything to the end of the night and we try to what? Cram it all in just like we do for the day. Wait, I haven't told him about this, 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 and this. Maybe you need to prioritize of what really needs to be discussed at that moment. Maybe something needs to be discussed, but it could wait a couple days and it's not going to hurt anybody if it does. Sleep matters. So what do? You need to create a bedtime routine. That is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You need to turn your day off. I wish I could tell you that you could just could take this light switch and you could buy it for $19.99, install it in your bedroom, and you would have the best sleep ever. And you could turn it off and turn it on. When you want to get up, it comes on. When you want to go to bed, it goes off. Well, life doesn't work that way. And it's not that easy. But there are some things you can begin to think about, not just for yourself, but for the family. Creating a bedtime routine for the family. What better time than what? School starting. You're coming off of summer vacation. School's coming around the corner. You need to be looking at your bedtime routine. So how do you do that? How do you turn your day off? Number one, you need to go to bed and get up at the same time every day. You didn't want to hear that end of it, right? The get up at the same time every day because you want to sleep in. Okay, maybe once in a while you can sleep in. But our body responds best with consistency. Your favorite word, consistency. Yes, repeat it over and over again. You need to go to bed and get up at the same time every day. No wonder when you wake up on that Saturday morning saying, oh, I have the opportunity to go back to sleep. I never have that. You go back to sleep, you interrupt your actual sleep cycle, and you get up going, gosh, I feel worse than when I first woke up. And we do feel that way. Go back and think about it. Think about it this weekend. Are you going to sleep in? Maybe school doesn't start for you till after Labor Day. Well, then great, play around with it. But you've got to figure out what works best for you. Overall, our studies show that you need to go to bed and get up at the same time every day. It works. For my husband and I, we get up at the same time. He gets up very early. I get up with him. Now, sometimes actually, if I'm going to do a longer workout on that day, I may actually get up anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour before him. It's when my body naturally wakes up. That's what I love. And if you can create that lifestyle, that's how you want to go to bed and that's how you want to get up. You want to go to bed when your body's beginning to feel tired. You want to start this bedtime routine then. Give yourself about 30 minutes to really turn your day off. It takes about that, okay? 30, maybe 45 minutes, depending upon how much blue light you have going on. We'll talk about that in a minute. So go to bed and get up at the same time. When you get up, if you can wake up and you wake up normally, normally is not 1 o'clock in the morning, okay? That's a disturbance in your sleep. And it's unfortunate because research shows that women are twice as likely to have trouble falling or and or staying asleep than men. How unfair is that? Yeah, I never said life was fair. But women, we've got it tough. And it doesn't get any older. In fact, your younger days were your best days of sleep. So I'm here to tell you, your great days of sleeping are over. But you can have better days of sleeping if you begin to create a bedtime routine and turn your day off. So how you do that? Yes, number one, go to bed and get up at the same time every day. I know you don't want to hear that one again, but I'm going to keep telling you. Number two, incorporate personal hygiene. What I mean by this is like brushing your teeth, brushing your hair, you know, washing off your face, your makeup. Maybe even for you, it's taking a bath at night. That's your kind of downtime. It's a way for you just to relax. Great, then take your bath. Maybe it's, you know, spritzing on that smelly goodness just to make you feel kind of, like I love my lavender at night. I just love my lavender. I will even spray lavender on my pillow. It's so awesome. And that's a great hint for you with your children. Spray lavender on their pillow, and it's wonderful. Depending upon what type of pillowcase that you have, if it's totally one that you can seal up, meaning nothing's going to fall out the other end, if it's an open pillowcase, it's a little more challenging. You can still do it. But you can put in there like a lavender, actually real lavender, and put it in their pillow and then seal up their pillowcase. And it just smells so good. And it's very relaxing for the mind, the body, and the spirit. So on your personal hygiene, it's important. Number one reason why that I think personal hygiene is important is that after you've brushed your teeth, oh, you feel so good. Your mouth is so refreshed. You don't want to go dirty it again. So what? You stay away from the temptation of, I just want something really sweet at 10:35 at night. If I just have that one bite. Because you know what? That's a habit. And you can get out of that habit. So if you start your personal hygiene early enough, you're not going to want to do it because you feel so good already. You're so clean. You don't want to dirty what you've created. Okay? So for us here in our household, when our children were younger, it was a little bit more challenging because they were on different schedules. You know, I'd have to bathe the infant and then the toddler, and I'd get them off to bed, and then I would take care of the older two. But then as we got kind of anywhere from about two-ish to into our elementary and then middle school area, we kind of just shifted up with them. We made our bedtime work with them. We all got together and got ready for bed. So it was time to brush teeth. We all brushed our teeth. It was time to wash our face. We all washed our face. Now, bath time was still a little bit more challenging. We would take a bath, you know, we would give them their bath and take care of that. Then we would brush our teeth. And it was fun. Then we began kind of their bedtime routine. So understand that when you're creating your bedtime routine, you can also include your children in this to figure out, well, how can I wrap them up in it? Number one, it saves you time. And it also, there's a bond there. So on your personal hygiene, you want to make sure you take care of it because you're going to feel good. You're going to scare away those temptations of wanting to have that midnight snack. You won't want that. And so what? Yeah, woohoo. You don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, but I want something. No, you don't, because you're already ready for bed. After you've taken care of your children, maybe at this point leads to number three, you need to calm your mind. I call it lead with quiet. And I actually start my day leading with quiet, but I do this not necessarily a little bit differently. I just am not focusing on movement as much when I lead with quiet. My morning time lead with quiet includes movement. It's my fitness. I get moving and grooving. I get my meditation on. I get my praise and worship on. I am praying. I am having fun. I am grooving it out. I mean, come on. But then at night, I need to calm my mind. So I calm it and I lead with quiet, but I just leave the movement part out. For your children, after your personal hygiene part, number two, you're going into number three to lead with quiet. Maybe their lead with quiet is you saying your prayer and reading a book with them. So you can do that with them. And then come into, okay, wait, maybe you have another hour or so before you typically would go to bed. Well, then maybe that's where you finish up those last minute things on social media, or you're finishing an email or whatever. You're watching the end of, you know, the show that you missed. And so, you know, you DVR'd it and okay, you're going to finish that. Then you begin to lead with quiet. What I incorporate into my lead with quiet time is my prayer time, my journal time, my meditation. Usually it includes a book or two. I sometimes usually have two or three books going at the same time. I don't read them from cover to cover. I'm kind of weird on how I read my books. There's just too much information out there for me to digest. So I pick and choose, but this is my lead with quiet time. Now, I want to interject something, though, here. My lead with quiet time also encompasses my husband. Our schedules can be very different, but I have made my bedtime routine with his bedtime routine so that when we are in bed together, we are not only communicating as a couple together, but it allows for intimacy together. And you're like, but that takes out kind of like you're planning it. Well, I'm not saying to plan it. In actuality, there's not anything bad with that. But what I am saying is when you create your bedtime routine and you have this lead with quiet, you're allowing the opportunity for your relationship, the intimacy between you and your husband, to grow. If you're not there at the same time he is, that intimacy can't happen. And I know I was there many years. He would go to bed early because he would get up much earlier than I used to. And so our days were like 2, sometimes 3 hours off of each other. And you think, oh, I do that. It's no big deal. It's not a big deal until you forget who you're sleeping with. And you don't have that communication. And the communication is, when am I supposed to pick up Johnny? Oh, yeah. And Susie's where? Okay, great. You've got her. I'll pick up him. And what about little Q? Oh, yes. We can't forget about little Q. She just started gymnastics. Do you see? Then there's nothing for you two. So that lead with quiet is that special time, not just for you, but it's that special time for you and your husband, creating that intimacy within a marriage. There's no better way to turn your day off than in the arms of your husband. So think about when you lead with quiet, that you include him in that. And this is something that there's not a set in stone. You have to figure out what works for you and for your family, for your children. Putting it all together, it is a puzzle. But what I do want you to get out of this whole thing, confession time, is that sleep matters. And you need to make it a priority, just as you would your fitness and your nutrition. It's all part of a lifestyle. And without sleep, your body can't repair itself. It can't gain any more energy than what it already has. You can't run your life and create impact when you're running on empty. Sleep matters. go out and figure out your bedtime routine. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.